The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 13th chapter. After saying this, Jesus was troubled in his spirit and testified, "Amen, amen, I tell you, one of you will betray me." The disciples were looking at each other, uncertain which of them he meant. One of his disciples, the one Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side, so Simon Peter motioned to him to find out which one he was talking about. So leaning back against Jesus' side, he asked, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus replied, "It is the one to whom I will give this piece of bread after I have dipped it in the dish." Then he dipped the piece of bread and gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. As soon as Judas took the bread, Satan entered into him. So Jesus told him, "What you are about to do, do more quickly." None of those reclining at the table understood why Jesus said this to him. Because Judas kept the money box, some thought that Jesus was telling him, "Buy what we need for the festival," or to give something to the poor. As soon as Judas had taken the bread, he went out, and it was night. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever had the experience of dreading a day that was coming? Maybe you dreaded the day when you have to go to the dentist or the day of surgery. Maybe you have dreaded the day when your child is going to leave home. The date is right there on the calendar and only gets closer. Each passing day increases the anxiety. This was Jesus' experience this Holy Week. Did you notice this past Sunday how Jesus was troubled on Palm Sunday? There were some Greeks who wanted to see Jesus, and Greeks wanting to see Jesus is different than Jews wanting to see Jesus. Greeks weren't blood descendants of Abraham, and yet here they were wanting to see the Christ. Jesus then knew that the hour had come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Jesus said in our gospel reading on Sunday, "Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. No, this is the reason I came to this hour." Jesus knew that he had to drink the cup that the Father gave him to drink. He was going to save all people by being crushed with their iniquities. He isn't looking forward to doing it. He knows it needs to be done. His soul is troubled. On an almost infinitely smaller scale, we might somewhat be able to understand that. That is how it can be for us when we're dreading that thing in the future. We know we need the surgery. There is no other choice. Sometimes we manage to forget about it, but then all of a sudden, wham, it hits us again. The soul is troubled. Our reading tonight is from Thursday of Holy Week. At the beginning of the reading, it says, "Jesus was troubled in his spirit." Yet another thing was falling into place for the dreadful thing that was coming. Jesus was to be betrayed by one of his own, by one of the 12. Judas sold his soul for a mere 30 pieces of silver. Satan entered into him when he took the bread from Jesus. Although he sold his soul so cheaply, he would come to loathe even that paltry sum. When he saw how Jesus was condemned to die, he despaired. A horrible black pit of despair overtook him. He threw that money back to the Jewish officials and went and hung himself. God save us from despair in this life and in the next. With Judas having left on his way to the officials who would arrest him, Jesus knew that it was just a matter of time. Maybe it's a tiny bit like arriving at the hospital and entering a room where you have to change out of your street clothes and into a hospital gown. There's no stopping it now. When Judas left the upper room where Jesus and his disciples celebrated the Passover, it was already dark. Evening had come on that Thursday of Holy Week. Jesus and his disciples left that upper room that evening and walked across the Kidron Valley and up on the Mount of Olives. There was a garden there that Jesus liked to go to, named Gethsemane. Jesus went there this time to pray. He asked Peter, James, and John to please stay up and watch and pray with him. He said his soul was sorrowful, even unto death. Then he went a stone's throw away to pray by himself, and he said, "Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not my will, but your will be done." This is holy ground. We have to take the shoes off of our understanding. We won't be able to grasp it completely. Jesus, who is God, asks that the cup should pass from him. Jesus, unlike us, is perfect and remains perfect. Jesus, unlike us, is delighted to fulfill the will of God. Here he asks that the cup might pass from him. How the Son of God could say something like that is beyond our comprehension, but that is what he said. What we can know for certain is that his soul was troubled. His sweat fell to the ground like great drops of blood. The weight which was going to crush Jesus was coming. Our sin was going to kill God. Three times Jesus came back to his apostles, but he found them asleep. Jesus' sorrow had rubbed off on them, and they were overcome by sleepiness. The third time Jesus returned to the apostles, he could see Judas coming with a whole bunch of people. The Jewish authorities were there. They'd brought along a whole bunch of soldiers. They had their torches and their weapons. Jesus was being sucked down into the maelstrom. From here, he would go to the chief priest's house, and from the chief priest's house, he would go to Pilate's house, and from Pilate's house, he would go to the cross. At 9 o'clock, Friday morning, the Son of God would be lifted up and, to use Jesus' expression, glorified. In the midst of all of this, in the midst of Jesus' soul being troubled, on this Thursday, Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper, which we continue to observe to this very day as Jesus' disciples. We very easily take this sacrament for granted and think nothing of it. And what a shame. This sacrament came at the last possible moment for Jesus. Twice, Jesus says, with both the body and the blood, "Do this in remembrance of me." What we can remember of Jesus is how his soul was troubled. In addition to everything that we've talked about tonight, Jesus knew that he was going to be all alone. Even his heavenly Father would turn his back on his Son, for Jesus cries out from the cross, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," my God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus was troubled. The burden that Jesus bore was absolutely unique. Nobody has experienced anything like it, and nobody will ever experience anything like it again. This Jesus did for our redemption. As we do this in remembrance of Jesus, we might also remember that Jesus wanted to do all of this for us. Jesus said to his disciples when he instituted the Lord's Supper that he passionately desired to have this Pascha with them. If we were to put that into more colloquial language, he said that he really, really wanted to have this meal with them. The day of dread was drawing near and was on his mind, but something else was also on his mind. Jesus was really looking forward to this Lord's Supper with his disciples. The reason why Jesus desired to have this sacrament with the disciples must be learned from the words of institution. Jesus himself defines this sacrament. He's very specific about it. "This bread is my body, which is given for you. This cup is the New Testament, the new arrangement between God and man. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. This sacrament is the sacrament of Jesus' death for you. It was instituted at the last hour before the processes that would lead to his death were put into motion. Paul said in our epistle reading that this sacrament is the proclamation of Jesus' death until he comes again in glory. And it is for you. Jesus wants you to have this. Why? So that you may know that you have been reconciled to God by Jesus' death. So that you may have peace on account of Jesus being troubled, chastised, and crushed. By this sacrament, by faith in Jesus' words, we may therefore rise above whatever day or event we could possibly be dreading. No matter how dreadful that thing might be, we can rise above it through faith in Jesus, because he has overcome it. Jesus wasn't able to do that. Jesus wasn't able to transcend his troubles. He bore the full brunt of everything. He drank the cup to its last dregs. We, however, can rise above whatever comes our way. It doesn't matter if it is disappointment, or sadness, or shame, or death, or anything else in all creation. In Jesus, God is for us. Who can be against us? Jesus wants us to know this. He really, really wants to have this sacrament with us in order that we may be at peace through faith in him. The peace of God that transcends all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.